MKP ahead of elections. The MKP says it does not have a problem with Zuma having a dual membership between the two parties. President Ramaphosa has called on South African youth to show more respect for others. Ramaphosa addressed the residents of Langa in Cape Town last night. He was campaigning for his party, the ANC, in the Western Cape ahead of elections later this month. Ramaphosa admonished young people for making noise while others were airing their concerns to him. The Eastern Cape health service industry faced a crisis yesterday as taxi strikes forced over 60 health facilities to close. The Buffalo City Metro was the most affected by the strikes as 54 clinics did not open, with healthcare workers failing to report for duty due to roadblocks. The Ngobo Community Health Center was closed after the healthcare workers were intimidated and illegally instructed to leave the facility. The MEC for Health's spokesperson added that protesters illegally removed patients at the Nkaga clinic in an unrelated protest. Electricity supplies have been restored to parts of Braamfontein after the fire on the M1 bridge on Wednesday. The fire affected underground cables and plunged parts of Braamfontein into darkness. It is suspected that cable thieves were responsible for starting the fire. The Passenger Rail Agency of South Africa also had to move its trains from its Braamfontein yard because of the fire. City Power says tests will be done in the tunnel before work to restore the electricity to more areas is done. International news, US President Joe Biden has called for order at college campuses amid ongoing protests by students. The students are protesting in support of Palestine in the ongoing conflict with Israel. They demand that their college cut ties with the State of Israel. Police have arrested more than 2,000 students since the protests started. Biden says America is not a lawless society and order must prevail. And now over to Mark Godfrey with this morning's sports news. Morning, Mark.
Good Friday morning, Wayne. Sport. School's first 15 rugby games to be played this evening at the Selborne College Field. Selborne College versus Grens High School. Then on Saturday, Hudson Park versus St. Charles. Then Dale College at home, King Williamstown to Westville. And Queen's College in Queenstown against Durbanville. Then Investec Champions Cup semi-final. Some interesting games here. Saturday at 18:30, Leinster versus Northampton Saints. This is going to be a humdinger. A must-watch game, this. Then on Sunday at 16:00, we've got Stade Toulousain versus Harlequins. Toulousain to win this. A game to watch, a must-watch. Then Formula One. Formula One moves to Miami Grand Prix. Sunday at 2:00. Can Max Verstappen make it 3 in a row for Oracle Red Bull? Let's wait and see. Go, Maxi, go. Let's hope he does it. Enjoy the weekend and the sport. Sport, Wild Coast Radio, Mark Godfrey.
Thanks, Mark. Thank you very much for that. And moving on to financials. And you have yourself a good sporting weekend, of course. But looking at financials, gold was selling at $2,307.30 a fine ounce. A barrel of Brent crude will cost $83.84. One US dollar, R18.54. The British pound, R23.27. And the euro, R19.90. The price for a Bitcoin, $59,581.17. And that's all for this bulletin.
From the Wild Coast to the world, Wild Coast Radio.
I don't need treasures, I don't need riches of kings and queens, I don't need greed, all I need is you. I don't need rainbows. kings and queens. I don't need greed. All I need is you.
Those were the Polytones, or those are the Polytones, they still are. That's a song called Treasures, and I think one of the treasures that we've got here in the Eastern Cape is our secret at around about this time of the year, and that's the weather that just kind of seems to settle. It's got a bit of a nip, but it's pleasant. And talking about things that are pleasant, well, running could be pleasant as well if you are so inclined. Bob, very good morning. Welcome.